بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الله تبارك وتعالى mentions in the ayat of the Quran in Surah Fatir ثم أورثنا الكتاب الذين اصطفينا من عبادنا that we have made as is we have given this wirathat this inheritance to certain selected servants of ours. ثُمَّ أَوْرَثْنَا الْكِتَابَ الَّذِينَ اصْطَفَيْنَا مِنْ عِبَادِنَا So any person who has a relationship with the Qur'an al-Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, we have selected these people. That those who have a relationship with the Qur'an, who love the Qur'an, who attach themselves with the Qur'an al-Kareem, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala categorizes those that affiliate, attach themselves with the Qur'an into three. There are three categories. The first, فَمِنْهُمْ ظَالِمٌ لِنَفْسِ One category is a person who is oppressive, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him with the Qur'an, but he is heedless, he is negligent of the laws, the rights, the duties as a ummati, that this Qur'an he has received, he doesn't recite, he doesn't take the message of the Qur'an. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And the second category is وَمِنْهُمْ مُقْتَسِدْ That person who's average, meaning he balances out in the sense that the rights of the Qur'an, he fulfills it, but he's not ready to go that extra mile. What is necessary as a Muslim, what's necessary as a believer, to that extent will he sacrifice and make an effort. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَمِنْهُمْ سَابِقٌ بِالْخَيْرَاتِ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ And there are certain selected servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who are leaps and bounds ahead. سَابِق They are the leaders. They are the forerunners. With goodness, khayrat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses the plural. Not just good, the goodness of the Qur'an. The barakat of the Qur'an, the anwarat of the Qur'an al-Kareem. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst this category of people who are amongst the forerunners for which, alhamdulillah, we are sitting in the program. It's a sign that we have love for the Qur'an al-Kareem and we want to better the recitation, our ta'alluq, our love. And we require the intercession of the Qur'an al-Kareem in akhirat. We require the protection of the Qur'an al-Kareem in our graves, in the qabr. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us with greater than that, insha'Allah. Thus far we have discussed three letters. One was the ayn. The difference was between a hamza and an ayn. We said ayn was from the center of the throat with emphasis. Then the next week we discussed the difference between the ha and the ha. The ha was also from the center of the throat and that was with emphasis also. Last week we had discussed the difference between the qaf and the kaf. So kaf was easy recited, free-flowing kaf as compared to qaf, and that would is pronounced with a full mouth. So that's the difference between the qaf and the kaf. So qaf, that's from the back of the tongue. When it rises and touches the palate, that's how we will get the difference between a qaf and a kaf. Today, inshallah, we discuss two letters. Both require a very similar effect. One is the difference between a seen and a sod. Seen and sod. So seen, example, a person starts this recitation of a surah. He says, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillah. And that's easy recited as a seen. And then a person recites, in our Quran it's marked as the sixth verse, Ihdina Siratal Mustaqim, Sira. That's with Isad. Ihdina Sira. So that's with Isad. Example, a person's name may be Sajid. And another person's name may be Salih. One is with the seen, Sajid. One is with the Sad, Salih. Person comes to the Masjid. And then the Imam makes the announcement that straighten your Sufuf. That's with the Sad. So Masjid, seen. Straighten out your Saf. That's with a Sad. we start reciting surah. That's with the seen suratul fatiha. So sad and seen. So how would we get the perfection in this inshaAllah? We just recite seen sad, seen sad. If we're getting the difference, then we are on the right track inshaAllah. But if a person is saying seen sad, or he's not really reciting the sad with a full mouth, seen, and he's not getting the sad with a full mouth, then that will be incorrect. Or when he's reciting, example to recite, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ as compared to اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْصِرَاطَ. So seen and sad, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ. So the question is, how do we get the full mouth in the sad? Would be a question. The answer to that is, a full mouth is recited when the tongue raises to the palate. That's all. The back of the tongue has to rise to the palate, to the upper palate. That's the formation of the sad. Because the place of pronunciation of both of these letters, the seen and the sad, both, the tip of the tongue will be touching the edge of the two front teeth, the bottom two front teeth. So the front teeth, the edge of it, the inside, the inner edge of it, if you recite seen, you will see that the tongue is touching the edge of the bottom two teeth. Yes, there is little bit of touching of the upper two teeth also. There is slightly, but the tip of the tongue is touching the bottom. So that's going to be seen, sad, seen, sad. So how do you perfect that sad? Is the back of the tongue rises and touches the palate. That's the difference. Ihdina sirata, ihdina sira. That's a seen, no. Ihdina sirata. That's with the sad. Ihdina sira. So you will, as you're reciting it, even if it's going to take you longer, yes, maybe Surah Yasin used to take me 7 minutes. Mulana, after this tajweed lesson, is taking me 15 minutes. Alhamdulillah. The quality comes into it. So, ihdina sira, that's how we would perfect it. The next two would be very similar. Is the ta and the ta. Ta, easy pronounce. Person makes tawbah. So we say that's a ta, tawbah. As compared to a person says tariq. Tariq is the road. A person's name is tariq. Or we recited wassama'i wa tariq. Not wassama'i wa tariq. Wa ta. So again, the place of pronunciation for the ta and the ta is when the tip of the tongue touches the roots of the upper two front teeth, the roots, meaning where the, towards the gum. That's where, if the tongue is touching that portion, then we'll see that is the makhraj, the place of pronunciation of a ta and a ta. Both are in the same place. The only difference is in one quality, is that the ta is with the full mouth. Again, how do we get the ta to be a full mouth? The back of the tongue, when it rises and it touches the palate, that's a ta. So we will concentrate on all of these huruf, our previous sabak also, and today especially on the sad full mouth and the ta with a full mouth. This will bring great beauty in the Quran Kareem, inshaAllah. So we will recite it once on our own and then in unison after that.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
So the ta'awudh, the isti'adha.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
That's with the ta as compared to
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Big difference, we can hear the beauty already. So it's not in the tune of a person, it's just plain reading but with tajweed.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
Ta and ta, can hear the difference in the beauty. So that's the ta. And then the fifth verse, as it's marked in our Quran, nasta'in, that's a seen. The next verse, ihdina s-sirat, that's the sod.
Ihdina s-siratal mustaqim,
and then ta, as compared to ihdina s-siratal mustaqim. So the correct,
ihdina s-siratal mustaqim. صراط الذين,
again طا,
صراط الذين.
The طا to pronounce is little easier as compared to the صاد. The صاد is a lot of practice that's required and careful concentration. You may have to pause like a moment in the pronunciation of the صاد to make sure I'm getting it right and then continue, no problem. But that will bring quality and perfection in our recitation, insha'Allah. Ji, we can recite together.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahmanir rahim. مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين.
InshaAllah, we open up to the fourth ruku, insha'Allah, of Surah Al-Baqarah, page 7 in our Qur'ans, insha'Allah. Here again, let us concentrate more carefully on the Sa'd and the Ta' together with the other letters that we have done previously, insha'Allah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال ربك للملائكة إني جاعل في الأرض خليفة قالوا أتجعل فيها من يفسد فيها ويسفك الدماء ونحن نسبح بحمدك ونقدس لك قال إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون وعلم آدم الأسماء كلها ثم عرضهم على الملائكة فقال أنبئوني بأسماء هؤلاء إن كنتم صادقين قالوا سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم.
The previous verse there was a صاد. إن كنتم صادقين. That's what a صاد.
قال يا آدم أنبئهم بأسمائهم فلما أنبأهم بأسمائهم قال ألم أقل لكم إني أعلم غيب السماوات والأرض وأعلم ما تبدون وما كنتم تكتمون وإذ قلنا للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى واستكبر وكان من الكافرين وقلنا يا آدم اسكن أنت وزوجك الجنة وكلا منها رغدا حيث شئتما ولا تقربا هذه الشجرة فتكونا من الظالمين فأزلهما الشيطان عنها فأخرجهما مما كانا فيه وقلنا اهبطوا بعضكم لبعض عدو ولكم في الأرض مستقر ومتاع إلى حين فتلقى آدم من ربه كلمات فتاب عليه إنه هو التواب الرحيم قلنا اهبطوا منها جميعا فإما يأتينكم مني هدى فمن تبع هداي فلا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون والذين كفروا وكذبوا بآياتنا أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
The last line of the previous page, فأزلهما الشيطان. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful that even if we read the enemy's name, the accursed, with tajweed, there's extra reward. Instead of saying shaitan, person says shaitan, then there's extra reward for he recited it correctly. And the end of the same line, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا with a ta, وَقُلْنَا اهْبِطُوا. So then again, to make sure, it's not only about the rounding of the mouth, generally misconception as we had mentioned previously, we feel that a full mouth is when we round the lips. That's not going to give you a full mouth effect. The full mouth effect is when the back of the tongue rises and touches the palate, that is when we will get the full mouth. It's a very short ruku and then we will stop inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا بني إسرائيل اذكروا نعمتي التي أنعمت عليكم وأوفوا بعهدي أوف بعهدكم وإياي فارهبون وآمنوا بما أنزلت مصدقا لما معكم ولا تكونوا أول كافر به ولا تشتروا بآياتي ثمنا قليلا وإياي فاتقون ولا تلبسوا الحق بالباطل وتكتموا الحق وأنتم تعلمون وأقيموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة واركعوا مع الراكعين أتأمرون الناس بالبر وتنسون أنفسكم وأنتم تتلون الكتاب أفلا تعقلون واستعينوا بالصبر والصلاة وإنها لكبيرة إلا على الخاشعين الذين يظنون أنهم ملاقو ربهم وأنهم إليه راجعون صدق الله العظيم.